the network, or these framework silicates, network covalent solids, the oxygen-silicon ratio is then 2-to-1 in silica. When we look at the structure of this thing, we treat it then as an SiO4 4- tetrahedron, saying that each of these is 2-, putting an 8- charge around the outside, treating your silicon as a 4+ on the inside. And the result is, if you were to treat that on its own, you would refer to it as a SiO4 4- monomeric unit. When we bind it together in the structure, then we don't see that, because we're actually sharing the electrons between one of these monomer units and the next. And the only place that we have any charge buildup is actually just hard on the outside surface of the mineral. Now, with the aluminosilicates, we then change the ratio of oxygen to silicon. And what we're doing then is we're substituting some of the silicon for aluminium. Now, I said the silicon here is 4+. When we substitute an aluminium, we put a 3+ cation in its place. Now, that 3+ cation still has the same oxygens around it, so the result is we've now got a minus 5 unit into the structure. Now, that is actually going to change the charge on that whole thing substantially when you put enough aluminiums in, so you've then got to balance that with the cation. So those calciums and magnesiums and ions and potassiums we saw before, those are all about balancing the charge that results from putting